Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. An urban greening trend that is gaining momentum around the world for its environmental benefits is something called a Miyawaki pocket forest. The concept was developed by Japanese botanist and plant ecologist Dr. Akira Miyawaki in the 1970s, and today they can be found in countries around the world. Picture a forest that can be as small as a tennis court, or sometimes even smaller. And since 2021, there are five of them that have sprung up in Cape Town, in Langa Mitchell's Plain, at Odemolen in Pylands, Philippi, and at the Skotsekloof Primary School in the Boer Kaap. They were created by my guest today, Ahmad Khamaldeen, who's founder of Mzansi Organics. Ahmad, thank you for joining me on the program. Tell me about this Miyawaki method. What is different about it?
Hi, Glynis, and hello to your listeners. Thank you for having me on your show. So what separates the Miyawaki method from conventional tree planting is that we focus predominantly on indigenous species. And we also focus on creating very dense forests in the urban areas. So meaning that we plant 3 to 5 trees per square meter. And that's like pretty unconventional, because generally when people are planting trees, they're planting them a meter apart or so, on thinking on how they would grow in the long term. But according to this methodology, when we plant trees, 3 to 5 trees per square meter, and specifically indigenous trees, what happens is the trees, they are growing 10 times faster, they're 30 times more dense, these forests, and as well as 100 times more biodiverse than conventional tree planting.
That's extraordinary. One would imagine the density would do exactly the opposite of encouraging trees to grow healthily.
Yes, and what we can actually say, we can actually prove it now that it's working, as some of our forests are already reaching into the second year, and this is when the forest is already starting to form a canopy. And so what happens is, after we prepare the soil, we dig about a meter out so there's enough space for the roots to grow. Basically, what the trees are doing is they are competing for space. So they're competing for sunlight, for energy. So instead of them branching out, they branch upwards and push their energy towards the sky.
So it's actually a kind of intense competition between them, in a manner of speaking. But I think it's not only trees you plant. Don't you make it multiple layer as well?
Yes, it is a multi-layered forest. So we have about 4 layers in the forest. We have the canopy layer, we have a supporting tree layer, and then we have a sub-tree layer, and as well as also a shrub layer. So together they grow in perfect symbiosis. And what's very fascinating, and what's the purpose of why we are doing this also, is to create spaces for wildlife. So it's part of a movement, a global trend of how can we really rewild our planet if we start now already.
I was going to ask you what the environmental benefits of these small forests are. I should imagine it's not only the wildlife.
It's not only the wildlife. I mean, we get to benefit from it as well. It acts as carbon sinks. It provides fresh air. It also acts even as water filters if it's planted along riverways, or purifies the groundwater in the area as well.
And it's something we need in cities also, to lower temperatures.
No, exactly. So it has this cooling temperature effect. And also what we have to acknowledge also is that South Africa in Cape Town is still one of the most unequal places on the planet. And it's not only in terms of wealth, but it's also in terms of where the trees are concentrated. That is why we focus mostly on our projects in areas that is lacking these trees and these green areas in our townships and our Cape Flats and on the peripheries of our cities.
And I should imagine there's an educational component then to that. I noticed that 2 of the forests, the Langa one and the one in Skotsekloof, are at schools.
Yes, and the Mitchell's Plain one as well. So we try to activate the community as much as we can in getting everybody involved. And what we create within these forests is actually outdoor classrooms of rethinking of what a classroom should be like or be like, and offering spaces for the teachers to take their students for a class. Because, you know, a class can be claustrophobic, but imagine, you know, having your lesson outside. And this is what we love seeing, the teachers from the schools taking advantage of the spaces to teach their biology or science, even maths or any subject can be taught in these forests, as there are little openings within them for such purposes.
But is that possible if they're so dense?
So we design it that there are spaces where there are openings. So where the forest is planted, you cannot walk through it because, yes, it's so dense that you cannot walk through it. However, there are pathways that's designed in the master plan, as well as these outdoor classrooms are designed as openings within these dense places. So imagine coming into a dense place filled with trees and greenery and enough space to house a little classroom.
So are you planning to grow any more in the Cape?
Absolutely. We just started, so we're on our roll. Our next forest is going to be the District 6 Heritage Forest, and that's going to be at Rahmania Primary in District 6, Cape Town.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much to Ahmad Khamaldeen, founder of the social enterprise Mzansi Organics. That's it for this week. From me, Glynis Crook, take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.